Hello, my friends. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I am here, you are here, because we are ready to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. If you don't remember anything else from today's broadcast, remember that. It is important for us, if we are going to live lives that honor God, to have our minds aligned with the truth of God. Because as we think, so we are, and so we live. So our minds have to be aligned if we're going to live this day for His glory. Let's get going. We're in Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. And Solomon is continuing to personify wisdom, meaning he is making wisdom out to be a person. In this case, it's a woman. And she's cried out to us, and she's telling us things about herself that we need to know. So in Proverbs 9, 1 through 12, wisdom says, "Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, 'Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight.'" Now, do you see? It's as if wisdom has laid out a banquet, is prepared a big feast and a party, and is inviting people to come in. And in particular, wisdom is calling those who are simple. That could be translated as ignorant, someone who's naive, someone who needs instruction and needs to grow in wisdom. And so wisdom generously is making herself available. And friends, this is all illustrative of what our God does. He makes His wisdom available to us. And He's laid it out for us in rich array. He wants us to receive it. He's not hiding it or holding it back. He is begging of us to come and seek His wisdom. And we see that in the way that Solomon has portrayed wisdom here, doing the same thing. And listen to her cry there in verses 5 and 6. "Come, eat of my bread, drink of the wine I've mixed, leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight." You see, when we continually live in either a foolish or ignorant or naive way, we are missing out on the deeper benefits of wisdom. And we're living a life that is not all it could be. Now, as we move on in verse 7, the tone changes just a little bit. And we go back to the typical form of a proverb in a way, where we are just receiving some pithy little statements of wisdom. Verse 7 says, "Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury." So what's being said here? It's saying, be wise about the way you interact with people who are not wise themselves. Verse 7, a scoffer is one who just kind of clicks their tongue and rolls their eyes at everything everybody says. And then the wicked man is one who's not interested in what you have to say because they are bent on their own wicked ways, which usually are self-interested. So he says, if you're going to try to correct a person like that, or you're going to try to reprove a person like that, be ready for a bad response. Verse 8 highlights it even more. "Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you." You see, there's the contrast. You see, a scoffer is going to be offended and hurt that you would even dare to presume they need your counsel. But a wise man, which is what we all want to be, right? Wise men and women. A wise man will love you for reproving them. Now, what is reproof? It's instruction, it's guidance, it's correction. Friends, ask yourself that. Do you have a heart that is wise enough and humble enough to love someone when they bring correction into your life? Most of us bristle and get bothered by the fact that someone would say something to us. And friends, that sounds more like the scoffer, doesn't it? Oh, what evidence of the humility that we need to move our lives forward in a wise manner. Oh, friends, it is so clear here that God is wanting us to come to His banquet table and to receive His wisdom. He's generous. He's willing to give it. Jesus, we ask You to lavish your wisdom upon us. Open our hearts, make us truly humble to receive it, not like scoffers who would push it away, but to receive your wisdom in all its fullness. Lord, give us eyes to see where we are living or continuing in ways that are not wise, and fill us with your goodness. We pray these things in your name, Jesus, because we know you are the giver of all good things. You are King, you are God, and we want our lives to reflect you. So it's in your name we pray. Amen.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.